You're listening to the Digital Strips Podcast, the first and best webcomics podcast on the planet, and proof that you have to put in a bit of effort for anything worth a damn, including enduring both land and sea-based Kraken. I am your host, and I am really stoked that the gods seem to have favored me at every possible confrontation. I am Jason the Midnight Cartooner Sigler. With me as always, he just can't seem to catch a break. Must be because the gods hate him. He is Steve the Geek Shitty.
So, I've been thinking about this. That is a huge advantage of polytheism, because, like, whenever something good happens to you, you can just be like, thanks, Athena. Whenever something bad happens, you'd be like, Hephaestus! Like,
yeah,
everything can go a different way. Like, I totally see the appeal now.
Famously, I believe it was George Carlin who said, I believe in a god. But I pray, I worship the sun, but I pray to Joe Pesci, and I've never once been let down.
Joe Pesci? Really? Not to criticize the great George Carlin, who can't defend his choices now, but Joe Pesci?
I don't know. I guess Joe never let him down, so.
He probably knew him, so I guess that'd be like me praying to you.
I think it'd be funnier if he didn't know it. It's just like, Joe Pesci seems like a cool dude. I pray to him. He'll answer my prayers. What is not answering our prayers is getting into this comic. Well, that's not, no. I put that the wrong way. That makes it sound like this is a bad comic. What I meant to say is,
you know what isn't a religious experience? This comic.
I meant to say, praying is not going to get us into this comic. We have to do it ourselves. So, that is what I will do now. Master of segues. Thank you very much. Weird vibe we have this morning. The comic we're looking at is Theseus. It is brought to us by Jordan Holt. And Steve picked this comic out, so I'm going to let him explain what Theseus is all about.
All right. So if you, like me, have been playing a lot of Hades lately and you want just more anachronistic, modernized Greek tales, check out Theseus, because that's what this is. It is the story of Theseus retold through a very, very modern slant. Not like it's in the modern world. It's still very much in ancient Greece. But just like the characters' attitudes and reactions to everything feel very almost too modern, almost too winky. And I mean that in a good way. But it's not like the very serious, oh, forsooth, let us journey forth and battle with the gods. No, it's like, I don't want to lift this rug, it's heavy.
It's I see it as the Greek gods by way of Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, there you go. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, if you've ever seen...
Gosh, Zeus! Freaking idiot, Poseidon!
Zeus is absolutely the Rex, what's his name? Break the wrist, walk away. Break the wrist, walk away. That is absolutely Zeus from this story. I had not made that comparison in my notes, but now that I do out loud, yeah, that's exactly what this is. The story of a kid who is, you know, he's going with his mom up this mountain to move this rock. And once he is able to move this rock, he will get what's underneath it. You know, it's his birthday. He does it every day, every year on his birthday. And this is supposed to be his kind of his birthright, it seems like. And he's just a kid. Like he doesn't care about things. He's whining about the trip up there. It's all the dialogue between him and his mom rings truer for a 21st century, you know, family than it does to this time, which I find funny. It's just you get over the fact that it's not of that time very quickly, because it's not that, this is not that comic, and I found it to be at times laugh out loud hilarious. Like, I really enjoyed the humor of this comic, and we'll get into it maybe later, but the humor of even the blog posts, which thankfully have absolutely nothing to do with the comic in almost every regard. They're just funny little asides from the creator that kind of stretch his comedic chops at the same time. And it's just, I think it's just really sharply written. I enjoyed, yeah, pretty much top to bottom. Not a whole lot happens he's, you know, he is supposed to move this rock, and was that his 14th birthday, I think, once he finally gets
his 18th. To that age. He started at 14, and then year after failed to move it because he only did push-ups for 2 weeks. Like, this also, as a parent, made me feel very relatable to his poor mother, who's like, okay, you have this important task that will tell you who you really are and where you come from. All you got to do is move this rock. And he's like, I don't care. My friend has a weird eye. And I'm like, yeah, that's what my son would do. He's like, I work out, get stronger to accomplish a thing. Heck no. He's playing ancient Greek Fortnite.
And the first year when he's 14, you know, he goes up and he's trying to lift. Well, he's getting ready to lift the rock. And she's like trying to talk to him. She's trying to talk like she's of the time, or more closely at least. Because she's like, you were born across the sea 16 years ago. He's like, I'm not just talking about Cletus either. Although his eye thing is very unsettling. And she goes, you're not listening. He goes, I'm listening. But I'm also thinking about Cletus' eye. It's just, she's trying to be the serious one, the straight man, of course. And he can't be bothered. He is 21st century kid, and he's just going to be weird about everything. So I really like that kind of play against type. Like, again, she's just, she's trying to do the serious thing. Like, I'm in Game of Thrones. You are stuck in Nacho Libre. We have to meet somewhere in the middle. Which I say, no, you don't. That's how you get this comic. You like that comparison?
Yeah, I love it. But that's, I mean, that's really the fun of it. Like, I will admit that the juxtaposition was a bit to get my head around at first. And like, I'm like, I don't know if I like this. It's almost as if it's too much of this thing that at first I thought it was more of this thing than I wanted, and I hoped it would tone it back, but it went so much further in that direction that I came around on it. I'm like, no, you know what? No, this was right. This is the right story. I think part of it is because Lore Olympus or Love Olympus, and then I've just randomly started reading three different tellings of the Persephone and Hades story, not counting Hades, the video game. And so these are all very modernized tellings, but that were still very true to the Greek tragedy archetype and like felt very mythic and very all this stuff. And this felt like a 90s cartoon where Theseus comes skating in on his skateboard and is like, hey, dudes, who wants to go find a fleece with me, yo? And at first that was weird. And then the more I read it, the more I'm like, this is what I always wanted.
Yeah, it's very relatable, but also Theseus is just super annoying everybody he meets, including his mother.
Yeah, yeah. He gets stabbed and you don't even feel anything for him. You're like, yeah, I would stab him too.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, other than when he breaks his leg when he's 15 at his 15th birthday, when he tries to move the stone, nothing really seems to, he always, as I said in my intro, he's very favored by the gods until he's not.
Yeah. See,
until they decide, because they're constantly looking down and Zeus is screwing with him. Like, that's what Zeus is doing up in the clouds, is just looking down and being like, all right, today we're going to pick sides, and you're going to be against him and you're going to be for him. Okay. This will be funny. It's like Zeus is the most annoying god in this. I like his depiction as well.
Which is very true to life. I really like the scene where it was just Zeus and I don't even know who the other one was. They're just sitting there. He's like, hey, did I ever tell you about the time I turned into a bull and banged a chick? Well, by the time I turned into a swan and did the same thing. Like, yes, we've heard all these. You notice that I'm a badger right now. Like, so the depiction of Zeus was great. And yeah, you just kind of got to go with it and accept all these different directions that everything's going. And yeah, you'll really have fun. I had a lot of fun reading this. I find it interesting that you say that not a lot has happened, because like, we've already gotten, he's left home. He's been set on his real quest. He defeated the giant. He defeated the pine slain druid. And let loose the world's first knife-using serial killer. And now he's having a conversation with the most anti-Alfred ever. He's done a lot. He's done a lot since he's left home.
Since you mentioned it, yes, the girl with the knives is Her father was a killer with trees. Like he used the pines, as she says. Sinus, I believe his name.
Yeah, yeah. The pine bender, which I thought was going to be like some druid who would summon all these pine blights that have been playing too much D&D and attack people. No, he just ties you to two trees and lets it rip you apart.
Until he doesn't think it through, and he flings himself across the country. And that's why he disappears, and his daughter decides, oh, wait, I'm going to be a murderer, but I'll be a murderer with knives. And that's when Theseus gets stabbed. Yeah, that's a... It's... The visuals do a really good job of that kind of snappy action, snappy dialogue, snappy everything. Like, everything just happens all of a sudden. Like, again, Theseus is just there, and then all of a sudden he has a knife in his shoulder. And you're like, oh, God, he got stabbed. It's like, and he doesn't really react to it. He's just like, yeah, I probably had that coming.
I don't think Theseus is that self-aware to think he had that anything coming.
Yeah, yeah. At that point, he is. He realizes I deserve this by now. And once again, when Zeus appears and kicks the stone off and then just disappears, and so that reveals his father's sword and sandals. They were placed there for him 18 years ago, and he's just like, does he not know about the concept of rust? Like, these are disgusting. I don't want these. And again, it's one of my, actually I'll read this one verbatim because it's one I put in my notes of back and forth between him and his mother that I think tells what I like about the dialogue so much. She says, he rolled the stone in place and told me that when you grew strong enough to move it, I should tell you the truth of your parentage. I thought Strabo was my father. Strabo is 85 years old and a eunuch. What difference does that make? Maybe I've withheld too many important talks. He never corrected me when I called him father. He can't speak, Theseus. That explains a lot of misunderstandings from my childhood. back and forth, just like, I am telling you this very important, urgent thing. And he's just like, no, that's not going to work because I did this. It's like, you shouldn't have done that. I know, but I did. Now what are we going to do about it? Oh my God. That's kind of everybody's meeting with Theseus in this book of just like, you're really annoying. You know that? Yeah, I know. And when he meets Periphetes, is that the club dude?
Periphetes, Parathenes, something like that.
Yeah, who, you know, he comes across and is like, he put these signs up basically of like, don't come any closer. I'm going to kill whoever comes up this mountain. Don't approach me. And so he goes and sits with him by a fire and is like, you're going to kill me, aren't you? He's like, yes. can you wait till I leave and like give me a good running, head start? Yes. Again, this is after like 10 pages of like sitting by the fire, kind of meeting him, and he does get some backstory and everything, but the whole underlying thing is like, as soon as I take off running, you're going to try and kill me, aren't you? He's like, yes, absolutely. And he does. As soon as he starts running, here comes a man with a club trying to beat him to death because that's what he said he would do. And yeah, it's kind of just meeting after meeting until we get to the point now where at chapter 4 and Theseus has become a hero because he rid the land of Sinus, and so he's now seen as not a god himself. Actually, I think they do call him a god, don't they?
Who? Sorry?
I feel like somebody does mention him, but call him a god.
Theseus? No.
Maybe not. No. But they see him as a hero, and they're like, you know, treating him as royalty and waiting on him. He has a... I was going to say handmaiden, but it's a guy, so I don't know what you call that.
Just a butler. Just a...
Butler, yeah.
Just a dude. Just an old guy who's going to tell him stuff.
And he does. He tells him basically what he wants to hear, even though he doesn't really care about that. So it's fast moving. It's fast paced. It's, I think the dialogue is, it's probably strongest suit. And that's not to shortchange the artwork. The artwork, I think, is uneven in some respects. I think it's still coming along. Sorry. Wow, notes, you are not supposed to do that. Jordan. You pinch to zoom one thing. It's just like, oh, you want to zoom everything. No. Jordan, I think, is still putting the pieces together for the artwork, but it's good.
Yeah, I love the art.
It tells the story well, and I thought I think it works well for the time period and everything. It has a good look to it, so, but I think the dialogue and the story is, yeah, where it's at for this comic.
Yeah, for sure. Very sharply written, very enjoyable. check it out. It's fun.
And I did want to mention, I did say the blog posts are great, and I have 4 earmarked. I'm not going to necessarily read them all, but it's just, again, like Jordan wanted to, he just wanted to write. Because I think he likes writing, and I he does a really good job of it. I think he's really funny. But these little asides usually have absolutely nothing to do with what's currently going on in the comic or the comic at all. Like September 18th, 2020. Someone broke into my house and drew this page. I was upset at first, but it's not bad. They stole my TV, though. That's it. And let's see, the 53rd installment was December 18th, 2020. I have a deep dislike for drawing crowds, so prepare to see me cut lots of corners whenever that becomes necessary. It does occur to me that the ideal comic to draw probably has no characters in it. It's like, don't be surprised if everybody dies off because I get tired of drawing crowds. So, yeah, a lot of it relates back to the creation of the comic itself, like kind of breaks that fourth wall and, you know, talks about, oh, this is why I hated doing this on this page, so you see me do this instead. And some of it just is his free-flowing thoughts. Like when there's an opening shot of Mount Olympus on page 17, he just talks about how, okay, I'll just read it. The thing about mountains is that you can't really draw them incorrectly. Should anyone point and say, "Oi, that's not what a mountain looks like," then you can get in their face in a very confrontational way and say, "Oh no, that really puts the matter to rest. So best not try it with me. I well know the effective counterattacks." So don't step to me about my terrible drawing of a mountain because, hey, can you draw a better mountain? Do you know what a mountain looks like? No, then shut up. So, yeah, I it's one of the rare instances where I think you should read the blog post with the comic, without the comic. You don't have to read along with it, but I think they should be read as well because I think they add something, even though it has, again, no bearing on the story. Never once does the blog post have any like additional information you need. Like, oh, that's why this character did that. It's like, no, it's just funny.
Which is the ideal blog post. I hate it when I have questions about the comic and I bring them up to you and you're like, well, if you read these 14 blog posts, it would slowly be explained. No, the blog post should be a way to get to know the creator, not the comic. The comic is about the comic. The blog post is about either the process or just funny little asides. So Jordan got it right.
Yes, I 100% agree, but I will also state that, yes, there's no better way to piss off Steve and make sure he reads a comic angry than to have something that has blog post information in it, and he didn't read it, and then I found it out, and he did not.
I just hate it when Jason knows things I don't.
And that's one of my favorite things, I must admit. So I try to find comics like that all the time, just to tick you off, so... Yeah, it's Theseus. It is about 100 pages long right now. It is a very quick, breezy read, but it's also just lots of fun and funny. And I think this is a real treat. And I know that he mentioned with chapter 4 coming up, it started chapter 4 now, but saying like, we're really going to try this summer to, you know, up our read count and get more people introduced to Theseus. So I hope our podcast helps that in a small way, because this is a comic that you should be reading, because I think Jordan is a hoot. And as I told Steve before the show started, he'd either be a really cool guy to hang out with and interview or the most annoying guy in the world. And I don't know which it is. But that's true of some people that are ridiculously funny. Like, you don't actually want to meet them in real life. It's like, oh,
I want to meet
you. Really
Jordan.
Funny. You write funny stuff. I can't stand you. But that's probably not the case with Jordan. And you should go read this comic.
I agree.
That will do it for this episode of Digital Strips. We thank you very much for your support. If you like this show, I have great news. We do another one. In that show, we talk about just about anything and everything under the sun until one of us ruins it for the other. And that show is called Then You Ruined It. You can find that show along with Digital Strips on pretty much any podcast platform. If you find us on a platform where you can leave a review, we appreciate those 5-star reviews. Those really help us out. If you have comments about anything we talked about in this episode or suggestions for future episodes, you can find us on Twitter. The show is at Digital Strips. I personally am at DJason Sigler.
Well, I personally am at Idahobo.
Or if you prefer, you can head on over to our website. That's digitalstrips.com. You can leave us a comment there in the show notes. You can also reach us by email. That email address is digitalstrips@gmail.com. And with that, I am Jason the Midnight Cartooner Sigler.
I am always Steve the Geek Shinny.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you in the fourth panel.